Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, How many people are encouraged tonight?
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. Come on, let's enter in this morning. Amen. Come on, let's give God our praise, glory, and honor this morning, because he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Encourage yourself on today. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you're dealing with, no matter what's ahead of you, I want you to understand that God is able. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you. Oh, Father God, we come right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come, oh, God, surrendering all over to you right now, God. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our Lord and Savior. Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, as your sons and daughters, we come to you to worship you as you desire, in spirit and in truth. According to John 4:22, we know that Jesus is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Your spirit witness to our spirit the truth that Jesus is the Christ, and we believe in him. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord God, according to John 9, you seek those who worship you and do your will. Out of the love, oh God, that you place in our heart for you, Lord, creating us a clean heart right now, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, a broken and contrite heart, a heart, oh God, of repentance, oh God, in all our ways, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, let nothing be done in strife or vain glory, but in loneliness of mind, know that we see, Father God, all things are possible, Lord, man, the flesh, they shall fall short of your glory. Lord, we do not come to worship you just to be doing something. We come to God, God, and come to the love and intimacy that we have, a relationship we have with you, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, we just want to say thank you. Lord God, we thank you for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you, Lord God, for new mercy and new grace, amen. Lord, we thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning, oh God, restoring our soul, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, now, Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you have a purpose, oh God, waiting for the salvation of this world. We just want to say thank you. If we had 1,000 tons of people, we still couldn't break it up, but he had to show his favor. Oh, Lord, we're riding on this line today, oh God. Touch every heart and mind, oh God. Oh, Lord, help us on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus, Christ, my Lord, my God, we need your help, oh God. We call out there, oh Lord, this day. Hallelujah. My Lord, we thank you. According to what David said in Psalm 42, 1 to 2, as the dead passed from the water brook, so our soul blessed to thee, oh God. Our soul blessed to you, for the living God. Our soul yearns overwhelming desires. Yes, yeah, even times to the courts of the Lord, our God. Our hearts, oh God, our hearts and our flesh cry out for the living God. Oh, Lord, move right now. Oh, let us be our hearts cry this day. Let us pour your blood, oh God, every increase in each of us. Amen. Oh, hold us with God, God, with our free spirit. Hallelujah. Let God be magnified. Let there be any wicked way within us, oh God. Let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let no runaway complaint of that burden or evil be found in us. Amen. That our life be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. Circumcise our heart, oh God. Your spirit, oh God, your pity, your mercy, and loving kindness, that we sing praises to you all the day, Lord, amen, creating us a heart of worship, for we rejoice only in you, Father God. You are our joy and the lift of our right hand, and we thank you. Through your Holy Spirit, lead us in rivers of your worship and truth, amen. May our hands be lifted up to you as we go through this day, and make our life be a living sacrifice, a sweet Savior, Lord, that you would be glorified, honored, and our life be a praise in the everyday things of life unto you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus Christ's holy name. Father God, Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, we praise you and we worship you. We come to you in love and all the operation through the precious blood of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Holy Spirit, we ask you to pray to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right there to renew us, right spirit within us all. That the mind of Christ holds you within us in all areas of our lives. We bind our mind to the mind of Christ and our will to our Heavenly Father right now. Lord, let thy will be done. Oh, Lord, as it is in heaven, oh God, let thy kingdom come, oh God. Let us see our daily bread, oh God, that our bellies shall be full. Amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. We yield all that we are to you. We ask that true praise and worship come forth right now from our inner man, that we will worship you, Lord and Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ in spirit and in true glory. Hallelujah to your name, God. My God, my God, we praise you. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of our praise, glory, and honor. There's no other greater than you, Lord God, and we just want to say thank you. We declare and declare right in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we walk in the light and we have the fellowship with the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The glory, the glory of God is voicing us and is manifesting right now. Amen. In His glorious presence right now. Hallelujah. We thank you, Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, that we can commune with you. Hallelujah. That is taking place right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, as we come together on one accord with our combined faith on today, oh Lord, you almighty, oh God, let breakthrough come in our healing. Let breakthrough come in our deliverance, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, let peace still in the house of your children, oh God. Let peace reign over our house, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, help us to pursue peace always. That we become peacemakers, amen. We declare in the car by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. In his holy name, hallelujah. Hallelujah, that we live, we move, that we have our being, and we thank you, Lord God. For you are our strength, amen. Hallelujah to your name, God. Lord, yes, in Jesus' name, that you set a watch over our mouth and keep the bones of our lips, oh God. Let no evil communication or proceed from our lips, amen. Superimpose the fruits of the Spirit, oh God, over the weakness of our temperament and the proclivities of our flesh. My Lord, my God, hide us in your pavilion and your secret place, oh God. Look, most high God, lead us, amen. Oh, the poor righteousness is for you. Your name, Savior. We decree and declare by faith today that we have been carried in whom the Son set free. We in the way right now are free indeed. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Father God, we thank you. Deliver us right now by your truth and your word, true God. Forgive us of any misdemeanors, misunderstanding, malice, or cardiology, rationalization, or indifference. Father, holiness. Father God, we decree and declare that the evil one have no place in us. Amen. We decree and declare, hallelujah, break you, Jesus. Our Jesus, finish of all strongholds. Lord, cleanse our minds by the washing of your word, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ with your water, granting us a clean heart, oh God. And I knew the right spirit within us, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, oh Lord. Our strength and our redeemer. And we just want to say thank you. We declare the crown right there, hallelujah. And this holy shall be no way. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you unleash your word now and minister an angel, oh God, to ward this in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we confess our sins and our fathers. Let Christ and mercy prevail over us right now. We declare the crown that we have a free passion from our prayer lives who are shared into the realm of the supernatural and will not be overcome. We come into agreement with the Supreme Court of Heaven and we are seated in the heavenly place of Christ Jesus right now. Therefore, we walk from this plane and realm. We declare the crown that anointing of God breaks every yoke and opens up every portal. And assign angels to reinforce us. We advance into new levels and new dimensions, new realms and territory. Father God, you have let me have a breakthrough in the heavens today. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you pour our blessings on the hearts of your children, oh God. In their lives, we won't have one without a receiver. We declare your prayer that we receive the overflow of blessings that come from our Father in heaven. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of God, fill us afresh right now. Fill us afresh when we've been guilty. Amen. Open up the channels of our spirit so that we can be filled on today. Fill us, oh God, afresh on this day. Renew us right now. Renew the fire. Hallelujah. And renew the zeal and the passion and desire to serve God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we declare the call in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are our children, oh God. Born again, we enter the seat of the Word of God. And we'll share with the Holy Spirit of promise. And we will not be denied. We will not take any confidence or substitute. Oh, Father God, we pray this day. For all the sick and dying, oh Lord, let them be healed on today. Let healing please all spirit, God. Oh Lord, release that healing right you. It's a healing right in the name of Jesus Christ. Let healing come right now. In the name of Jesus Christ. Remove all the delay and obstacle to our healing, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the Lord on today that they may be found, oh God. That you have sent your word, oh God. Your mission is your middle to do, oh God. That they will come back again in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh God. My Lord, my God, we ask that you speak to the same man on today, oh God. When you call man to be the head of the house and the peace of his home, and know that are out of position, oh God, we pray for the right order and position for their life. In the name of Jesus Christ, that they will be running in your word, oh God, and operate according to your word and your will. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord, my God, let us not be taken by the word and things of the vision of people of this world. Oh Lord, deliver us from our own self, oh God, our own self, way and will, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, our God is every hindrance spirit in our life right now. Every spirit of frustration, limitation, procrastination, stagnation. Our God is every spirit of destruction. Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against the spirit of unforgiveness. I come against the spirit of rebellion, disobedience, bitterness. I come against that spirit of resentment. I come against that spirit of sickness, disease, all the pain and discomfort and all the affliction, inflammation and violence. And I command you to cease your hopes and die for who they come in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against the spirit of destruction right now. Death and people to death of all kind. In the natural, hallelujah, and in the supernatural. And I command you to cease your hopes and die at the open cow. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against the spirit of lust and perversion, all sexual spirits, lesbian spirits. I command you to cease your hopes and die at the open cow. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I come against the spirit of double-mindedness. I command you to cease your hopes and die at the open cow. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God, we decree this covenant to live from eternity. It's all about us in Jesus' name. All the vacancy that's taking place in this, let your Holy Spirit feel every place right now. Let the fruits of your spirit take root in the life of your children. We just want to say thank you, oh God. It is you that give the increase, oh God. The Lord, we ask, oh God, for the increase on today. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Let us receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, fresh revelation, fresh mirror right there. We declare the power of our faith. We receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, God. We cancel every assignment of Satan and his agents right now. Hallelujah. We send that every fire gun of the enemy right now. Let it be consumed. Hallelujah. That whole camp be destroyed with the same fire gun they sent our way. Oh, Lord, cause confusion on the camp of the enemies right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every pit that they've built for us to fall in. Let them fall in their own pits, oh God. So every day that they set out to entangle us in, oh God, to catch them. Let them be entangled in their own neck here today. In the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We can't thank you enough, but yet you will thank you. We thank you, God, it's you that have kept us. It is you, Father God, hallelujah, that prepared the way for us. So we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, that we can declare the power right now in the name of Jesus Christ on one accord, that we are the keys of the kingdom, and whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. According to Matthew 16:19, we bind the kings and chains and the nobles and fetters of iron. We bind the strong men as far as good right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind everything and all power spheres away to give our life and those of our family. We bind the principalities, powers, rules, and forces of this world and spiritual wickedness in high places. We bind all sickness and disease of release against our mind and body and those in our family. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Because you have given us the power, oh God. We declare the power in the name of Jesus Christ. In the power of the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the finish up on the Father. That we have the resurrection power working on the inside. And we can declare the covenant greater is he that's in us and he that's in the world. Amen. Hallelujah. We're more than covenants in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah to your name, God. And we just want to say thank you. Move mighty, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah in the world, Shadda. Right now, hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Do all that you can do, Heavenly Father. Move like you only can move, oh God. Right now, in the name of Jesus Christ. All over every tear that we call, God. Let joy come in the name of Jesus Christ. We declare the prayer that we can do it for a night. But joy cometh in the morning. Lord, we pray we call upon you, Lord God. Lord of all comfort. Oh Lord, comfort those who lost the loved ones, oh God. Oh Lord, that peace come and be still, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service. And for one of the God go forward on today, you are tough, oh God. We pray right now, let there be a pouring in, oh God. It's all right now, oh God. Fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that you will speak your word, oh God, and not at all, oh God. That all this land today, their lives will be changed for the better. Those that are need the healing, that healing will take place immediately. Those that are need to be delivered and set free, hallelujah, let it be so, oh God. According to your word, in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree the prayer that is so. In the name of Jesus Christ, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, Lord, forgive us, oh God, for our sins, oh God. Oh, Lord, forgive us for all our iniquities and our trespasses and trespasses, oh God. Oh, Lord, purge us right now with hip hop and we shall be cleansed. Wash us and we shall be white as snow, oh God. Oh, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Restore us in the joy of our salvation, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, oh God. Oh, Lord, we ask, oh God, remove every house burden of faith on those my people, leaders, or churches, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Right now, oh God. And Lord, we pray right now for anyone that's traveling on the road today. We pray traveling grace and mercies right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, bless all that are going and coming on today. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tears, no pullovers, no accidents. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and all the transportation that we may take on today. Amen. Every road, every street, every highway, every airway, seaway, building, place, or home, everywhere our feet may tread. We plead the precious blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we defend because the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, God shall condemn. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Oh, glory to your name, God. Hey, come on out, Lord, shall be. In the name of Jesus, one God, we just want to say thank you. Hiya. My God, move, oh God. Oh Lord, he caught it up on Shadley. Right now, God, we need to be delivered on today, Father God. We need to be healed, oh God. Oh Lord, he caught it up on Shadley. God, do what only you can do, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, and Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, hallelujah, that we are blessed, that you have blessed us, Heavenly Father, and we have gone from glory to glory to glory, and wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for it, Lord, hallelujah, and we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, church. If you receive that prayer on today, so it shall be unto you and your household. Amen. Be changed on today. We come to be changed. We come believing. Amen. We don't come to leave here the same on today. We know that God is omnipotent, omnipresent. It doesn't matter where you are. Hallelujah. Where you at right now, God is able to do all things to meet you right where you are. Amen. Amen. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Sunday service. We thank God for this opportunity this day. Welcome. We are the Gospel Public Ministries here in Houston, Texas. We're senior pastor, Apostle Tony Kamani. Pastor Dorsey, amen, and is on an assignment. You are for a season, so he's not with us on today. When he's released to come back, you'll hear him again then. But we thank God in the meantime, I'd like for you all to continue to pray for him. God will continue to strengthen him and grow him. Amen. As he's on his spiritual mission on today, as we are the Gospel Public Ministries. Welcome everyone in Houston, Texas, and surrounding cities. Welcome those out of Louisiana, Atlanta, New York, New Jersey, Alabama, Chicago. Amen. I'm in Chicago, Illinois itself. Let me say it like that. Hallelujah. Those that are tuning in with us from Africa, welcome, 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 welcome. Hopefully I mentioned everyone that I could remember as I can see you all entering into service today. Welcome. We thank God for you. You could have been anywhere else, but you decided to be here with us on today. So may God bless you and keep you. Amen. May God continue to strengthen you. Brother Joe is here with us. Brother Joe, are you ready to bless us with a song? I want to let you all know this is First Sunday, so we thank God for this First Sunday, the month of November. We thank God Almighty. As you know, if you've never been here, if you've been with us before, excuse me, we have communion every Sunday at our 10 a.m. service, so we're going to have our communion, so gather your items that you'll need to have communion with us on today, so we'll be taking our communion here. We're going to have a song selection from Brother Joe Washington, and then we're going to have our communion, and then the next one, we'll have a song, then the next voice you hear is a consolation to pour. Oh my God, y'all be ready for the message that's going to come pour from this powerful woman of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Brother Joe Washington, go ahead, let God use you.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm so glad to be with y'all this morning. May God bless everyone all over the land that listen to this station, because God has really anointed y'all. It's another day's journey, and Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. What's another day's journey? That's why I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me food to eat. And Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Whoa, he gave me food to eat. That's why I'm glad about it. Oh, he gave me two eyes to see it. And Lord, I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Oh, he gave me two eyes to see it. And Lord, I'm glad about it. Oh, I remember well, a long time ago. It was late one Friday when I came to Jesus. I tell you, something got all over me. It got all in my hand, and it got all in my feet. I tell you, it got all over me. But see, I don't mind calling on his name. I love calling on Jesus' name. I say, Lord. I say, Lord. Oh, Lord. I tell you, it's another day's journey. I'm so glad about it. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. Oh, it's another day's journey. That's why I'm glad about it. I'm so glad to be here. God bless you. God bless you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for your brother Joel. And God bless you. May God continue to keep and use you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We pray that every virgin and empty of body, that God restore you to overflowing, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, that you may be continue to be used by God. Hallelujah. And we just thank God for you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. So God be the glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank God for this day. Amen. It's a pleasure and an honor to be here on today, family, church family, and friends. We are traveling on the road right now. Pastor Manning and I, amen. We're on our way to Alabama. Hallelujah. We were trying to run a recap of one of the services, amen, on today. But Brother Joel had his hand up the scene. We had to call and let you know. So we definitely didn't want to stop you from doing what God has called you to do this Sunday, amen. So we just want you all to bear with us as we're going through Mississippi. We're in Alabama now, right? Alabama said, welcome, Sweet Home, Alabama. So if y'all bet, we're going to have a song selection here, and we'll be right back. Amen. Just get yourself prepared to receive the word of God, what God is saying in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We thank you, Lord. Come out of our shit. Thank you, Jesus.
If I were a drum, I would use my cymbal. If I were a writer, I would use a pencil. I would use my voice. If I were a singer, ooh, no matter a prolific dissertation. If I was a speaker, I would use my hands. If I were a potter, no matter. I would use my wings. Ooh. am a believer. I use everything. Come on, real big.
Make a joyful noise
unto the Lord, all ye people. Ooh, oh, oh, yeah. No matter who or what we are, we must praise. Oh, yeah. God bless him. Somebody throw your hands up and praise him.
Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we ask you to
forgive us, hallelujah, and all that is here on the line, every family member and loved one of our sins, our transgressions, our iniquities, and our trespasses, amen. Cover each of us with the blood of Jesus Christ and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are now able to enter into communion with you at this time. We thank you that the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, went to the cross with us, that Jesus took our sins and our transgression, our iniquities and our trespasses to the cross with him. We thank you that we can take this piece of bread, your body, in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that your body was broken for our sins, amen, our transgression, our iniquities, our trespasses, amen. Lord Jesus Christ, we love you, amen. Hallelujah, we remember your suffering and how you were beaten, married, and spit upon, whipped and crucified for each of us. Your body was broken so that our body may be healed. We thank you that with your stripes we are healed, amen, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Dear Jesus, we thank you for loving us, amen, touching us and healing us. We thank you that how he took the bread and broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. And partake in faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Dear Jesus, we now take this piece of bread, your body in remembrance of you in faith. You may eat. Hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Mama Church. My Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord. Your word says in 1 Corinthians that after supper, Jesus took the cup and said to his disciples, he said, this was the disciples, this is the blood of the new covenant shed for you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that you shed your blood for us and that your blood is our atonement. It justifies us and sanctifies us and redeems us. Wash away all our sins and all our iniquities and all our transgression and all our trespasses. Hallelujah. And your blood it heals us in the holy name of Jesus. We now thank you, hallelujah, just in remembrance of you, Lord Jesus. You may drink. Hallelujah. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Pray and thank you. And the God of the Lord. Amen, amen, amen. Come on, church, let's get back to praise this morning. What can wash away our sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus, amen. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our song selection. And we'll be back in the future. Amen. So stay with us, church. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Presence of the Lord, I've been free, delivered, and in your presence, Lord. say forgiven.
Forgiven. No more chains.
My past.
My past.
It's over.
It's over.
Say right.
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately, the boy was cured.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, glory to God. Amen. We've come to the message part of Sunday service. Bringing it all over to Jesus, amen, hallelujah, to be delivered, to be set free, amen, hallelujah, that our steps may be ordered, hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah, I welcome you all once again here to Sunday service. I do ask that you bear with us this morning as we are traveling, so hopefully we don't lose signal here, but we're going to keep on keeping in faith, amen, and we decree that we walk by faith and not by sight, and being able to receive on today, I pray that there be a great pouring in and a word that's going to go forward. I give all honor, praise, and glory to our Heavenly Father, the head of my life and the lift of my head, Lord Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, and the Holy Spirit that worketh in us, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray as we receive the word of God on today, amen. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take your rightful place on the throne of my life. I give it to you for eternity, and I ask you, Lord, to bind all that I am to all that you are in Jesus Christ, holy in yourself through me in all areas of my life fully and completely, that I be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. I decrease so that you may have all the increase right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I decree and declare you to be on the throne of my life in all areas, every area of my life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of my faith in all, through all, and above all of my life. And I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I bind my mind to the mind of Christ and my will with your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, open up the channels of our spirit right now, God, that we may be able to receive on today, amen. Let there be a great pouring in, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that we won't only just be hearers and readers of your word, but we will be doers of your word, oh God, spirit, amen. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare with all faith that is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. It is an honor, I tell you, church family, and a pleasure to be here on today. We were thinking that we were going to be able to listen in to Sunday service, amen, and open up the line to pray, but God had a different plan for this Sunday morning. So we thank God on today as we're traveling, amen. We're traveling grace and mercy from our Heavenly Father that's been before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight before us. And we're just excited about what God is doing, even right now in this Sunday service. But I do ask that you bear with us, amen. Hallelujah. We thank you for your grace on today, amen. Hallelujah. Today I asked God as we were preparing, I realized that we could not, hallelujah, start the service back up. After Brother Joel Washington it was blessed us in song, I looked at my husband. I said, uh-oh, got to go in, got to get ready. He grabbed his Bible from the back, and he's trying to describe and mandate the will. And I'm over here trying to get the Bible in the left and everything. But we're going to make this work, and I pray that all that are here in Sunday service are able to receive and receive it in a way that you will be able to use it and give to others. Amen. Freely given to us, be freely given to you, that you may freely give to others in the name of Jesus Christ, and will bring change to their life for the better, because the word of God is the word of transformation. Amen. It is for to change us and to transform us. Amen. So that our minds may be renewed. Amen. And transformed. So I pray that on today for each of us here that have an ear to hear, may hear and receive in the name of Jesus. Amen. So the message for today, amen, is go where you can grow. Amen. Go so you can grow. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Many of us are stagnated in places, amen, that we believe that God has called us to and God has not called us, or he has called us out of that place, and we're still there waiting on God. And God has already said, I've called you to move, but you're being stagnant because then you're operating according to your feelings. You're operating according to the flesh, but you got to go where you can grow. Amen. You got to get out of there. You got to go up. It ain't no more time left. There ain't nothing for you there, but it's time for you to go. It's time for you to move. It's time for you to let God order your steps. Amen. I want you to understand that if God says go, amen, he's already prepared a way and a plan for you. Amen. He's already made a way out. But will you trust him and just go and believe? How will you decree and declare the word of God that I walk by faith and not by sight? Amen. Trust in God, even though you may not see it right now. Hallelujah. But it is to come if you just move, if you just go so you can grow. And what I mean by that, church, is that when we're talking about growing, we're talking about growing in your faith, of growing in the things of God and what God has for you. So I want you to understand, hallelujah, he has a plan, amen, for you to prosper you, amen, to give you a hope in the future, not to do you of evil, amen. So if you're thinking in the place that you are right now, if I move right now, I'm not going to be blessed. If I move right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, I'm going to miss out. I want you to understand God is calling you to go so he can grow you, hallelujah, in your faith, that you would be able to trust him for the more. You got to call. Amen. Hallelujah. How many of y'all stuck in a place and you don't know, have I been here too long? Is it time for me to go? Or you're afraid, or you're operating with the spirit of fear, or what else? What we all got that down the mind, or what else? Something happens, or what else? If I move right now, what else? I lose something, whatever. I struggle too long. I've come too far right now for me to go. I've come too far. I've accumulated so many things. Why would I leave? I got everything I want and need, amen. Why would I go in it? But God say, I'm calling you to go so you can grow in me. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. The Bible tells us that we can't please God if we don't have no faith. My Lord, my God, I'm here to tell you on today, church, you got to go where you can grow. My Lord, my God, it takes me to the book of Genesis, amen. When we talk about Abraham, amen, if you go with me this morning to the book of Genesis, I pray you all can hear me well. I really do on today. Pray that you all can hear me well and be able to receive, because many of us are stagnant and we've been in a place for too long, and hallelujah, God has been called us out and we just still there waiting God, and we're getting beaten down. We can hear so many things are happening to us because we are afraid to go. We don't know what's on the other side. We familiar with where we are right now. We understand this, you know. My mommy is here, my brother is here, you know, my job is here, everything I need is here. Why would I go somewhere else? I don't even understand. I don't know why God would even call me to go somewhere that I'm not familiar with. Hallelujah. Sometimes it's a change your life. Amen. My Lord, my God. Thank you, Lord. But will you trust him in your going? Amen. When you really start applying that word of God, that you believe, when you really stand on that, amen, what you believe, amen, because it's all about what you believe. I want you to say, most people don't make no move until they believe in the move they're about to make. Hallelujah, hallelujah. When we look in the book of Genesis, chapter 12, verse 1 to 3, and I'm coming out the New King James Version of the Bible, New King James Version translation. In the book of Genesis, chapter 12, the Bible says, hallelujah, we're talking about the promises to Abraham, hallelujah, because he went, amen. The Bible says, now the Lord had said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. I will bless those who bless you, and I will curse him who curses you. And in all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Hallelujah, hallahand then I want us to read verse 4 here. It's really important. It says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. And Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Hallelujah. I'm going to let that sit right there just for a minute, okay? I'm going to let that sit right there, because I want you to understand, amen, after God said all this to Abram, amen, here's the Bible telling us, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. It didn't say he waited a few years. He asked God why and how long I'm going to be people you're sending me to, why can't I take my daddy? Why can't I take my, I don't understand, Lord. I'm 75 years. I'm too old to move. I've been here all my life, and you're going to tell me to go? Why me, Lord? He said, grow so I can grow you. Grow so I can bless you. It ain't even all about you. It's about what's to come after you. It's about generations and generations to come. He said, because when I bless you, amen, I'm blessing the nation that I've called you to. How many stuck in that situation? You're saying I'm too old. Hallelujah. I've been here all my life. I'm familiar with this. Why would I leave? I'm comfortable. I'm content. No, you going on. You going on with your faith. See, my faith ain't there. See, hallelujah. But the Bible says, so Abram departed as the Lord had spoken to him. Hallelujah. He didn't waste no time. He didn't go ask nobody for their opinion. He didn't ask them and say, do you think God said this to me? Do you really think? I'm here to say, sometimes you can't tell people about your movement because they're trying to talk you out your blessing that God set up for you. Sometimes you just got to go. Amen. You just got to pack your stuff and just get up out of there. Don't tell nobody. They just look up and see you gone. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Because you got people that the enemy gonna send. I'm not saying that they the devil children. I'm just saying sometimes they allow the enemy to use them. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Even Peter spoke and Jesus told him to get thee behind me, Satan. For you not know what you say. Amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand God has a plan for you and he's calling you to go. Yeah, you at 75 years old. Yeah, you at, I'm just a kid. Yeah, he said go because he wants to grow you. He has a plan for you. He wants to bless you, amen, as you go in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, I want us to understand when God called Abram, hallelujah, he moved out in a faithfully. He moved faithfully, amen, hallelujah. He didn't move with doubt or wondering or with wavering faith. He moved by faith. He moved out of faith. Hallelujah. He moved from Ur to Haran. Amen. Hallelujah. And finally to Canaan. God then establishes a covenant with Abraham. Amen. Telling him that he would find a great nation. Hallelujah. Not only would this nation be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. But nations to come. Hallelujah. Even right now, we are receiving the blessings of Abraham. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God said, but the other nations of the earth will be blessed through Abraham's descendant. Amen. See, Israel, the nation that would come from Abraham, hallelujah, was to follow God. Amen. And influence those with him whom he came in contact with. Hallelujah. See, through Abraham's family. Amen. Hallelujah. Through his family tree. And we are part of that family tree. Hallelujah. How many of y'all know that we are part of that family tree? Hallelujah. Jesus Christ was born to save humanity. Hallelujah. Through Christ, people can have a personal relationship with God and be blessed beyond measure. Hallelujah. I want you to understand this type of blessing. It cannot be measured. It cannot be measured by man. It cannot be bought. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to understand these multiplied blessings and favor and grace and mercy that's coming from our Father because we trust him to move when he says move. Hallelujah, hallelujah. How many of y'all, hallelujah, are stagnant right now because your faith is stagnant? You can't move because you got a stagnant type of faith, amen. You only trust in where you are right now, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I want you to understand God said, I called the beginning from the, I called the end from the beginning. My Lord, my God, I want you to understand how powerful it is. He said, I called the end from the beginning. That means he already knows what's to come for you. Hallelujah. He knows what's going to come of you. Amen. When you trust him, the creator of all things. Amen. He has all things in his hand, but we're afraid to move when God say move. You were saying, I told my own trust that. I ain't got that kind of faith. I have people that have told me that, Pastor, other pastors that said, oh, my faith ain't like your faith. And I had to look at them and what kind of faith you got? Because if you got faith, then you got faith. Amen. It ain't no I got faith, but it's sometimes. No, you ain't got no faith. There ain't no such thing as on some faith. I want y'all to understand it. Either you got it or you don't. Hallelujah. 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 Because y'all see people get it mixed up when you talk about that mustard seed faith. The fact is that you got it. You got faith. Hallelujah. And God gives the increase. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God, help us today. Amen. And I just want us to understand that God promised to bless Abraham in his going. Amen. God promised to bless him and make him great. Amen. I want us to understand that God wants to do the same thing for you because we are his children. Amen. Hallelujah. He's not telling you to go. Amen. To telling you to destroy you or to kill you. He's telling you to go so he can bless you. Amen. And not just bless you, but bless your children from generation to generation. Hallelujah. But you got to go. You got to move. Hallelujah. Abraham had to do what God wanted him to do. This meant leaving his home. Amen. Hallelujah. Leaving his friends and traveling to a new land where God promised to build a great nation from Abram's family. Amen. Abraham obeyed, walking away from his home for God's promises. Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. From his promise, even greater blessings in the future. God may be trying to do the same thing for you. God may be trying to lead you to a place of greater service and usefulness for him. Amen. See, don't let the comfort and security of your present position make you miss God's plan for your life. My Lord, my God, I pray his help us about it today because God is calling you to move. He's telling you to come out. Some of us are in churches that we're not growing. It's a dead church. Amen. Hallelujah. The Holy Spirit is not present, and we just there because we're trying to be faithful to man. Amen. We're trying to be loyal to that man. Hallelujah. That don't even believe itself enough. Amen. To move. Amen. When God say, move out the way. See, some people are blocking you from moving, but I want you to understand you have. You're an overcomer, so you're able to overcome that. It is blocking you from going. Hallelujah. You're flawed in a comfort through Christ Jesus, so you're able to conquer those things so that you can do all that God has called you to do. Amen. Hallelujah. It's nothing here that can tempt you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That God cannot, hallelujah, help you through. Amen. I want you to understand today that if you're in a position that God has called you to move, it's time to move. Don't look at your money. Don't look at what you got right now. Amen. I want you to understand that it's greater in your going because you're going in the name of Jesus. Amen. I want you to understand when the Bible says, hey, store up your riches in heaven. Many of us have stored up our riches here on earth that will come to nothing. Amen. We're so afraid to leave those kings. Amen. Because we've been living in poverty, because we've been living in lack. But I want you to understand when you have God, hallelujah, I'm not talking about things or possession. I'm not talking about houses and cars and money. I'm talking about, hallelujah, when you have the Holy Spirit of the living God operating in you. I want you to understand and know that you are rich beyond measure. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's going to take you to the other side. Hallelujah, because there's more to come. If you didn't know it, amen, whether you believe it or not, I want you to understand there's more to come after this life, amen. My Lord, my God, don't miss what God has for you because you're afraid to go where you can grow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, God, we bless your name on today. I pray that you all can still hear me right now, amen. Hallelujah, as we're going through, amen. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, I pray if any of us are stagnant, oh God, or if any of us right now, we are afraid, oh God, to move, and you've called us to move, you've called us to grow, oh God, you've called us to come on out. Oh Lord, I pray right now that we will move, oh God, that you increase the faith of your children, oh God, that we will move trusting you, oh God, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, I decree and declare because you've done it before, God, you did it for Abraham, oh God, and because we are his descendants, oh God, that you're doing it for us right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. If you go with me to Genesis chapter 46, amen, 46 verse 1 through 7, and I thank you all, family, church family, for being with me and my husband as we are traveling here, and I just hope you all can hear, amen, and I'm so appreciative of you all. Thank you for your grace and your mercy on today, amen. The Bible says in the book of Genesis, hallelujah, chapter 46, verse 1 through 7. The Bible says, so Israel took his journey with all that he had and came to Beersheba and offered sacrifices to the God of his father Isaac. Then God spoke to Israel in the visions of the night and said, Jacob, Jacob. And he said, here I am. So he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear. Hallelujah. Do not fear, y'all give me a moment, my Bible fell. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. I want to say that again in verse 3. It says, this is God speaking. He said, so he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I will make of you a great nation there. Verse 4 says, I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. And Joseph, hallelujah, will put his hand on your eyes. Now, well, I want us to understand here. Well, listen, see, God, he's not just saying go for nothing. God has a plan for you, and he's not saying go by yourself. He said, I'm going to be with you when you go. Hallelujah. He said, when you get there, you'll see. He said, no, I'm going to go with you when you go. And I've already, hallelujah, prepared a way for you. Amen. Hallelujah. I already got it set up for you. All you got to go, all you got to go, trust and believe that it is done. But it's something for you to do. The Bible says in verse 5 again, it says, then Jacob arose from, hallelujah, from Beersheba, and the sons of Israel carried their father, Jacob, their little ones and their wives in the carts, which Pharaoh had sent to carry him. So they took their livestock and their goods, which they had acquired in the land of Canaan, and went to Egypt, Jacob and all his descendants with him. God is calling us to go. Hallelujah. So your faith can grow as you go, trusting God and all that God has promised you that he will do. So God's promises is yes and amen. Amen. For he's not like man that he shall lie. Amen. He says that my word shall go forth and accomplish all that I sent it to accomplish. It shall not come back to be void. I want to understand here, church family. In verse 3 and 4, when he said, so he said, I am God, the God of your father. Do not fear to go down to Egypt, for I am calling you, for I will make of you a great nation there. See, God already know you're afraid about it. He already know that you're scared to make this move, but he's telling you, don't be afraid. Don't fear, because I am with you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. He already knows. Oh, they're going to hurt me there, Lord. They're going to take my life, Lord. They're going to imprison me, Lord. They're going to take my children. I don't want to go there. They're going to enslave me. I don't want to go, and I'm praying. He said, I'm with you. I'm with you. He said, I know you're afraid. I know you're afraid. I'm here to tell you, don't be afraid, because I am with you. I am the one that go with you. Amen. I am the one that goes and, hallelujah, prepares a way for you. He said, I will go down with you to Egypt, and I will also surely bring you up again. He said, I want you to understand what God is saying. Amen. I'm not talking about what nobody else said, what Moses said. This is what God said. He said, I'm going to go with you. Amen. And I'm going to surely bring you up again. Because there's something that God is trying to do in you and for you. Hallelujah. And not just you, but all that's connected to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My Lord, my God. Some of us are need the healing, and God saying go. Because when we look in this particular verse, in verse 4, and he says that, and Joseph will put his hands on your eyes. Amen. Amen. They're divine appointments. Amen. For you. There are divine appointments, because your eyes can be open, amen, so your ears can be unstopped, amen. Hallelujah. I want us to understand, you got to go where you can grow. It is so important. It is so important that we understand here in Scripture how that applies to us. God told Jacob to leave his home and travel to a strange and faraway land, hallelujah, that he had no knowledge about. But God reassured him by promises to go with him and take care of him. Amen. See, God is telling you, don't worry about it. I got you. I got you. I'm going to take care of you. It's already done. And you have somebody you trust and say, hey, Pastor Manning, come on, brother, come on down here. I got everything set up for you. Don't worry about nothing. Well, what about that? Look here, don't worry. I got, when I say, brother, I got everything, you say, okay, then I'm on my way. Will you trust God like that? God is your daddy. Say, son, come on down here. I got everything set up for you. You ain't got to, I'm going to get to work. No, don't worry. I got the job set up for you. I got everything set up for you. You ain't got to do nothing but just come. Just trust me. Come on down here. Will you trust your Heavenly Father, who has all things in his hands, the creator of all, in all, for all, amen? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, if you put trust in men, how much more is it if you put trust in God? My Lord, my God. I want us to understand when new situations or surroundings frighten you, recognize that experiencing fear is normal. To be paralyzed by fear, however, is an inclination that you question God's ability to take care of you. I'm going to say that again, because some people don't want to hear that. You're in that place, you're so much in fear that you got to the point, you don't trust God to do it. You don't trust God to take care of you. You just, well, he's not going, well, what if he don't do it? What if he forgot? Well, what if he forgets to do it? Lord, I'm here. You forgot about me. The whole way that you're complaining, you're worrying, you're stressing yourself out. Rest and know that he is God. Hallelujah. I want you to understand, Jacob, he never turned back. He never returned to Canaan. This was a promise to his descendants that they would return. Hallelujah. I want us to understand that Joseph would put his hand on your eyes, what the Bible said. It refers to Joseph attending to Jacob as he faced death. It was God's promise to Jacob at the time that he would never know the bitterness of being lonely again. My Lord, my God, we thank God on today. Will you go? Will you go, church? Will you go, sister? Will you go, brother? Amen. Will you go, sister? God, amen. Hallelujah. I don't care how old you are. I don't care what you've done, how long you've been doing it. Amen. Hallelujah. I want you to know that God is able, hallelujah, to bring you out, to deliver you. Amen. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ. Because if God calls you, that's what he will. He does. He will. And he is equipped in the call that he's called you into. But will you just go and trust him? Amen. In the name of Jesus. I just want to ask you today, church, will you go now? Will you go now? Hallelujah. See, a lot of us like to be in the area that we're more familiar with. Amen. We're so comfortable in. We've been there so long. Amen. Hallelujah. How can God call me out to come from my family? How can God say leave what you're familiar with and go into a foreign place? Where you go? Where you can grow. Abraham, he went. Ruth, she went. Esther, she went. The children of Israel, hallelujah, they had to grow. They had to go so they could grow, so they could receive the land flowing with milk and honey. They couldn't stay in Egypt, hallelujah, to receive what God had for them. They had to go. It could have been easy for God to say, okay, I'm going to give you milk and honey right where you at. But he said, I'm going to give you a land, hallelujah, as a promised land. Amen. But you got to go. You got to get to it. You can't, not right where you at. Uh-uh. You got to go. So you can grow. And it's about receiving what God has for you and doing what God has called you to do. But it's according to your faith where you go. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We thank God on today. We thank God on today. We bless your name, Father God. I pray in the name of Jesus that all was able to receive on today. I pray that God, hallelujah, you're creating us all a clean heart, amen. A heart repenting in all our ways. I pray that we, hallelujah, that our faith will be increased right now after hearing this message on today, that we will no longer make any more excuses. We don't have no excuses because we're in Christ and we are victorious, amen. No more excuses, amen. We operate by faith. We don't have time to make excuses why we can't and what we're afraid of, amen. That is not our vocabulary. We decree and declare victory. We are the righteousness of God, amen. We're clothed in this power and authority of our Holy Ghost that operates in us. We have a resurrection power working on the inside. We are children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the Word of God. We're filled with the Holy Spirit of promise, amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My Lord, my God, no more excuses, church, amen. You got to decree and declare and walk it out in the name of Jesus Christ. Decree and declare that I walk by faith and not by sight. You got to encourage yourself on today and keep on keeping on. Speak over yourself. Believe it and rest and know that God is still able. He still sits on the throne. Jesus in his right hand intercede for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. The doors of the church are open. Let me want to do. Hallelujah. To your name, God, everyone on today. Hallelujah.
The doors of the church are open, amen. If you're one out there today and you've been led astray or you went out and you decide, you know what, I want to come back, you want to rededicate your life to Christ, come on back today while you still have time. Come on, you don't have to be afraid of being condemned. You don't have to worry about being guilty or ashamed. That doesn't come from God. That comes from the kingdom of Satan. You don't have to worry about what people are going to think. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why do you still have time? Come on back. Come on back. Amen. If there's anyone out there that needs prayer, amen. Come on. We want to pray for you and pray with you. Amen. For you, your family. Come on. You can bring your family member to the altar. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us pray for you and with you on today. For there's power in the agreement. The Bible says that there are two or more gathered in his name, touching in the agreement. There he is in the midst. I want you to know that he's in the midst on today, amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. If you're looking for a church home, Pastor Man and I, we would love to disciple you. We want to love on you just like Jesus Christ loved the church. Amen. We'll welcome you with open arms. Come on in and be a part of the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Just press one on today. Press one. Leave us. Don't be afraid if you're online listening on today. Amen. Or you're moved by the word of God on today. Amen. You say, you know what? This is where I want to be at. This is where I need to be at so I can grow. Amen. In the name of Jesus, press 1, call in, the number is 845-277-9213. If you want to be saved, hallelujah, press 1 on today. You decide today, you know what, I'm going to give my life over to God. I want to give my life over to God. I believe in Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Press 1 on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen, amen. It's so good to see everybody here in church service on today. Glory to God. Let us pray. God bless everyone. God bless you. And we want to lift up and pray for our sister Connie Northern. Amen. Our minister Mark Green. We want to lift up his aunt today. Amen. We want to lift her up in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Minister Lauren Green, if you can give us the name of your aunt again here, so that we can pray in particular Green. Minister Lauren Green, can you hear me?
Yes. It's Salida Northern, my mother's sister, okay. My aunt.
Yes, Lord. Amen. Let us pray as we lift up our minister, Lauren Green's aunt, family member of today. And we decree and declare victory over her right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, we come, oh God, with all faith and combined faith on today, God. And we come lifting up your daughter, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we know that you to be a way maker, oh God. We know you to be a God of turnaround. We know you to be a healer, Father God. So, Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, the Lord who heals. We call upon you, Jehovah Shalom, oh God. Right now, let peace reign over and enter right now. And those in the family, oh God, that they will speak your word, oh God, right now. Hallelujah, that will strengthen her in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we call upon you, Jehovah Rapha, oh God, that you release your healing virtue, your healing anointing. To know God, the life and the body of your daughter, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we speak life unto her right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and we declare the cross victory right now, amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over her right now. We call her blessed, we call her healed, we call her delivered and set free by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We testify the goodness of the Lord upon her life right now, and we decree and declare life, hallelujah, live in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every attack of Satan is aged against her body right now, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Satan, we command you to loose your hold of her right now, for she's a child of God, blood washes the blood of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father. We bless your holy name, God. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things for sale, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. God keep you. Minister Larry Green, we love you. We thank God for you.
And we will continue to be in prayer for your aunt and family. We believe, God, for the turnaround. And
yes,
even as
we believe
right
too.
We declare
amen.
That he's already
answering. Yeah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's definitely been a blessing. I thank you all again so much for being patient with us. We're traveling. I hope it wasn't too loud. You know, the line wasn't necessarily too bad here, but I just thank God for the opportunity to be in position on this morning. Amen. Glory to God. At this time, we're going to receive our tithes and offering. If you have your tithes and offering, amen. We bless it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We pray that all give on today, that there be no lack in your giving. Amen. And all that purpose our hearts together, that God restores you to back to the stewardship. Amen. Of Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior. If you have Cash App, you can send over to Pastor Chantel. If you have Zelle, the number is 832-989-3649. Again, that's 832-989-3649. Glory to God. We just so grateful. Amen. I'm just in a grateful place. What a beautiful day it's been traveling. Can I say scenic route? The scenic route. Maybe not the scenic route, but, you know, in Alabama. We are in Alabama. We're in the city of Alabama. So I just thank God. Amen. We just pray that God will use us mighty. Me and my husband are traveling here together. For his children, amen. We always looking for an opportunity to be used, amen. For God to use us, and that is where we seek daily. You know, we seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, and knowing that all that we need will be added to us. So we don't seek daily, we seek those things that God has called us to, amen. Lord, to God, let us pray of our tithes and offering. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've blessed us to be a blessing, amen. We thank you, oh God, for your word says that one planet, oh God, one water, but you give an increase. So, Lord, we ask, oh God, as we plan on today and water by faith, that you would give the increase in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth in every area of our life, Father God. Lord, for you know all that we need, oh God, for all is in your hands. For you are Jehovah Jireh, our provider. So we decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, all our needs are met, oh God, and all that we love and concerned about, oh God, that their needs are met, oh God, and we just want to say thank you. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offers and cause them to multiply when we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know that as your children, we are the chief financial officers of your money as it comes to us, oh God. It is our responsibility, amen, to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offering as spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. What matters to you is the dedication we exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and uphold your holy heavenly banking system. Amen. It is not frugality, your honor. This is wisdom of a spirit, kiss, generous heart that we give, oh God. And we give, oh God, with a cheerful heart on today. We bless your name, Father. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our announcements today. Today is November the 6th, 2022. Amen. We thank God for the new day. Amen. New mercy and new grace. Our announcements are solid here as to the Gospel Public Ministry in Houston, Texas, with Senior Pastor and Pastor George St. Manning, Apostle Colony Commanding, and Minister, our Minister on the roster, Minister Learn Green. Amen. Out of Illinois. Amen. Our announcement today, Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer here on our church line at 845-277-9213. And Wednesday night, we have our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And then we have our Sunday services at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. So do please join us at those times. Hallelujah. Amen. We do want to, do we have anything we need to announce outside of those services? We also have our, we want to wish anyone that's celebrating their birthday today or this month of November. Happy birthday to all the November babies. I don't know anyone in particular that's celebrating a birthday in the month of November, but happy birthday this month. May God continue to bless you and keep you. We pray the favor of God be upon your life. We pray long life, good health, and strength, wholeness, and newness of life. We pray that God will restore you to his goodness. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's to God be the glory, we pray in Jesus' name. God bless you. God keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. And anyone that celebrates the anniversary this month of November, happy anniversary, your marriage anniversary. May God continue to bless your union. May God continue to be the strength of your union. Amen. May God increase your marriage in peace, joy, and happiness, and love. Amen. and the fruit of the Spirit operate fully and completely, not lacking one. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray that God bless you all with long life together. Amen. That you and I live a day apart. Amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name, we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We're so excited, you all. God bless you. God keep you. That does conclude our announcements today, November the 6th, 2022. Amen. Hallelujah. At this time, we are going to hope y'all can hear me here. We're going to go ahead and release the pastor's blessing here. I'm trying to work several things here at the same time. Amen. We're going to release the pastor's blessing here. Again, God bless everyone here in Sunday service. Amen. And we'll be a recap at the 2 o'clock, you all. So if you miss any part of Sunday service, you can always log back in or call in. We'll be here live on the line, and it'll be a recap in the 10 a.m. Service. We here at the Gospel Funded Ministry, Senior Pastor Dorothy Manning, myself, Apostle Dominica Manning, and Minister Warren Green. We bless you to prosper. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you, amen, to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you, amen. We bless you to enjoy peace. We bless you to be a place of joy. Amen. We bless you to have God's people around and about you all the days of your life. We bless you to be a restful place for people and a safe place. Amen. We bless you to be a place of beauty. We bless you to prosperity, to function as you were intended to function. Amen. We bless you to operate in a safe and true manner. We bless you to be valuable and useful. We bless you to be an asset and not a defect. We bless you to increase in worth. Amen. And it's in Jesus' name we pray and we bless you. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. We thank God again on today for the word that went forth. Go where you can grow. Go so you can grow. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Don't let the enemy keep you there. Amen. Some of us have been in places too long. Amen. And now we're in bondage. Be free because Christ has set us free. That we can go, amen, and we can hear, and we can speak the word of God, and know that God is speaking, and God is calling us to a new place, to a new land, amen, to the promised land, born with milk and honey, that you receive, amen, wells that you did not dig, and home, hallelujah, and house that you did not build, amen, in the name of Jesus, amen, receive it, it is for you to receive, it has your name on it, you are the rightful owner too, but you got to go. So that you can receive all that God has for you. I pray you be blessed in the Lord. And now may the God of peace, who brought up our Lord Jesus Christ from the dead, the great shepherd of the sheep, through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you complete in every good work to do his will, working in you what is well and pleasing in his sight, through Jesus Christ, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you, church. God keep you. You all have a blessed day in the Lord, a blessed week. Amen. Remember, Jesus Christ has given you the peace. So don't let nobody take your peace away because they give it to you. Amen. Amen. So may the peace of God reign in every area of your life. Remember, Satan is already defeated. Amen. And Jesus Christ is Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. You all be safe.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon his face. Let us sing forever of his saving grace on the streets of glory.